Dr. Pinsky dictating a Mount IME on August 18 regarding William Cephas, C-E-P-H-A-S. William Cephas is a 60-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9-17-21. Brady slipped and fell on his left hand and back. Brady was seen at an urgent care center afterwards. Brady did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. Brady had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Brady did not undergo any invasive treatment such as injections or surgery. New paragraph, as per his claim petition, he alleged slipping and falling on 9-17-21, resulting in injuries to his left wrist, left hip, right hip, mid-back, and low back. As per the first report of injury, he slipped and fell on oil, resulting in a left wrist injury. Pretty was then seen at Riverside Urgent Care. New paragraph, treatment records show he was seen at Riverside Urgent Care on 9-17-21. He stated he fell backwards, hitting his left hand, left knee, and lower back. He underwent x-rays of those areas to be inserted here. He was able to bear weight on his legs. He was empirically diagnosed with acute pain of the left knee and acute bilateral low back pain without sciatica. On 9-22-21, he still had right side of the low back pain and left wrist pain. His left knee pain was improving. Brady did not follow up with Worthman Orthopedics as previously recommended. Brady currently denies any radiation of pain, paresthesias, bowel or bladder dysfunction, oral weakness. Brady had been prescribed prednisone and an NSAID at Riverside Urgent Care. He was found to have tenderness on the dorsal central wrist, but there was decreased range of motion due to pain. He had minimal edema, but no effusion. Straight leg raise and maneuvers were negative. He had pain in all planes with diminished range of motion. He was then referred for orthopedics and physical therapy. New paragraph. On 9-23-21, he failed to no-show for his appointment at Premier Orthopedics. On 10-7-21, he was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sarkos regarding his left wrist. His assessment was left wrist contusion and wrist pain. Updated x-rays were going to be performed. He was going to follow up in 1 week. Mr. Cephas did have the left wrist x-rays on 10-12-21 and showed only mild degenerative changes with radiocarpal joint, with the remainder of the study being unremarkable. He followed up with Dr. Sarkos on 10-14-21, describing he was feeling the same. Dr. Sarkos discharged him from care and allowed him to return to work in a full duty capacity. New paragraph. Mr. Cephas was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell on 11-30-21. He noted having also seen his primary care physician who sent him to physical therapy. Brady attended once a week for 3 weeks and found it to be beneficial. He had been treating at Premier Orthopedics for his left wrist, but had not worked since the incident. His primary care physician was Dr. Charles at the Esperanza, E-S-P-E-R-A-N-Z-A Health Center in Philadelphia for the past 10 years. He was evaluated by Dr. Mitchell and diagnosed with lumbar sprain. period, he made a referral to physical therapy. Period. He had lumbar flexion extension x-rays on 1/18/22 to be inserted here. But that same day, he underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine. Period. In paragraph, he also was seen by pain specialist Dr. Paul. Period. On 5/10/22, he performed lumbar facet injections. Period. Mr. Cephas participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 6/1/22. Period. He was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. He was also thought to put forth full effort during this assessment. Period. He continued to see Dr. Mitchell through 6/9/22. He reviewed the results of the SCE and his course of treatment to date. Period. He explained the imaging findings were most significant at L4-5, and physical exam also indicates L4-5 facet joints may be the pain generators. Period. He did undergo facet injections by Dr. Paul without significant relief. Period. On this visit, he stated the injections helped and his pain level has decreased. Period. He could work in his current capacity and live with his current pain. Period. Dr. Mitchell cleared him to return to work with permanent restrictions at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Upper extremities inspection revealed mild swelling on the radial aspect of the left wrist. This was superficially but non-reproducibly tender to palpation. There were no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Left wrist flexion was full to 60 degrees but elicited tenderness. Motion of the wrists, elbows, shoulders, and fingers was otherwise full and illustrious with crepitous tenderness, triggering or locking. Manumuscle testing was 5/5, but ratchet-like for resisted left wrist extension, but was otherwise 5/5. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal, extremities lower. He wore sweatpants, thermal underwear, and thick socks, preventing pinprick testing. The rest of that exam is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 75 degrees and extended to 15 degrees, both with tenderness. Bilateral side bending and rotation were full with tenderness. He demonstrated facial grimacing and grunting during range of motion in all planes. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 80 degrees bilaterally elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Did positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally associated with facial grimacing and grunting. He also had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. On 9/17/21, William Cephas slipped and fell while at work. Period. He was seen that same day at Riverside Urgent Care where x-rays were performed. He was begun on medications. Period. He then was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sarkos. Period. Repeat x-rays of the wrist were done, and he was discharged from care. Period. The petitioner also was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell regarding his low back pain. Period. X-rays and MRI of the lumbar spine on 1/18/22 were not particularly dramatic. Period. He did respond well to the facet joint injections by Dr. Paul. He had an SCE on 6/1/22. Dr. Mitchell then discharged him from care within its parameters. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found Mr. Cephas was capable of wearing a heavy backpack and walking with it with no difficulty. Period. Nevertheless, he complained of severe pain with range of motion of the lumbar spine associated with facial grimacing and grunting. Period. Sitting in two-point straight leg raise maneuvers failed to correlate with one another. Period. Had positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally and a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Had superficial but non-reproducible tenderness about the left radial wrist. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the lower back, comma, left wrist, comma, or left knee. Period. He was queried about any prior work accidents, but denies sustaining one at work on 10/25/07 with Lowe's, L-O-W-E apostrophe S. Period.